more money for farmers just by having a bee box on the farm. The outcome of this activity is honey. UTMT buys honey from the farmers, so this gives additional revenue for farmers. The honey collected is then packaged and sold in the global markets. For UTMT, the target investors can be social impact funds. Investors that back startups creating a livelihood impact. Rather than reaching out to all the investors, it makes sense to only reach out to the relevant social impact investors. Look at their average investment amount, their portfolio, and reach out to them. UTMT has followed this strategy to successfully raise money from Acumen, a large US-based social impact investor. This is how you can focus on specific themes or sectors to create a target list of investors. Remember to include certain specific slides that might interest a particular investor. Example, your pitch to a social impact investor should include slides that talk about what impact are you creating on creation of livelihood and how do you measure the impact. Now that we have discussed how to shortlist investors, let's discuss how do we approach them. Here is a little secret about fundraising. Random cold emails to investors do not fetch you funding. Many founders write random cold emails to hundreds of investors. This is called spray and pray approach, or what we call as the false start. Remember, you're raising capital, you're not selling credit cards. Instead, what works is introduction to decision makers. Find someone who can introduce you to an investor who can vouch for you. Here, you need a mentor, and the best mentor can be another founder who has successfully raised capital. Connect with a few successful founders on LinkedIn and bounce off your ideas.